Little, like, mohawked pekkas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? With the horns. They gotta have the pekka horns. Yeah! And a mohawk.
Oh, please don't let that be the next clash troop. The pekka rider's coming.
Pekka rider.
Pekka rider.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
It's the next super troop.
It's huge.
It's February 4th, 2022, and welcome to the 11th episode of Married to Clash. I am Queen JJB, and I'm joined by my other half, Brew.
Hello.
Who was finishing his beer. Miss P.
Hi.
And BTG.
Are we recording?
We are. We have been.
That's good.
20 minutes.
That's good. Yeah, there'll be some gold in that pre-recording recording.
There is. We also have two special guest clash couples to help us celebrate Valentine's Day this episode. So we have Mordzords and Gankoria. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
And we are excited to welcome back Jilji and Shenanigans. We only have Jilji right now. And he's trying to unmute.
Hey guys.
Welcome back, excuse guys. Me. Always happy to have you guys.
That I'm gonna smooth. Go fill my beer.
Go fill your beer. Okay, so this week we're gonna talk about event updates and CFF news. We have a lot of it actually. And then we are gonna talk about a Valentine's Day clash discussion. We've had both these couples on before, so we're not gonna go too far into like what town hall are you, blah blah blah. We're just gonna skip all that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my town hall is still the same as the last time.
Six.
Pretty much. My town hall is the same.
I think Gank and Words were on the Clash, Married with Clash.
Married with
in
Clash.
Like Easter of 2019.
Yeah, the first time down in my sister's.
19.
And then we did a live recording when you guys came here.
We did.
It's true.
Yeah. We did. Yeah. So that was Labor Day of 2019.
Yes. The first time they were on.
Oh, God.
It was like Easter time because yes. We were at his sister's when
it
we recorded
like
four it.
It was like 4 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
But I barely remember yesterday. You want me to remember this?
Gank plays only when they stream, so. So she has an upgrade very fast.
And the last time she did turn on her account, the last stream, they gave her free upgrades, so it was 3 months prior.
Wow.
Holy cow, Gank.
That's fantastic.
This is the first year I didn't get a Clash Christmas tree. I'm so upset.
Oh, aww. No.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put a reminder in my phone to remind you to log in at Christmas time.
There you go,
so you can get a tree.
I know.
Okay, so event updates. I don't know why I have upcoming. Oh, yeah, upcoming. Okay, upcoming event updates in CFF. If you want to join in, you have to go to discord.gg/clashpiles. This coming weekend for Valentine's Day, we have Don't Go Wall Breaking My Heart. I think that event is full and ready to go.
I love it.
I have no idea what we're doing. I don't know what the event is, but that's the event name. It's cute.
It'll take a minute.
Do you know what it is, Jen? Okay. We also have coming up on February 25th, Size Doesn't Matter. It's a TH12 and below. Gank, you can join that. TH12 and below event.
So do I.
Nobody ever wants me to join Wars, though.
Oh, you should join.
Yes, we do.
Of
all the
course.
Time, actually. Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay,
yeah.
But I'm the only one that won't be planning. It's a drop and watch.
You don't have to plan. It's probably super easy. Whoa.
Perfect.
Whoa. That's super close. Oh, she's a 12? Oh, you're
no, that's, a 12. That's my mini.
That's your little guy. Is that Clash Hole? What is his name? I forget.
That's Mord's. Now Mord's version 2.
Mord's version 2. Okay. All right. And then in March of 2022, we have the CFF Civil Wars coming up.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure. I don't know if Miss P can share some behind the scenes on that. I don't know what that is. We had that before.
What is it?
The CFF Civil Wars. It's on the calendar.
Does that have to do with, like, the Clash Cups that we're in? Like,
no,
the
no,
houses
no.
we're in?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, I maybe. I don't know. It just says March of 2022, CFF Civil Wars. More information coming soon.
More information will come soon.
Good. Okay. Right now, we have the CFF House Cup. So, if you are in the CFF server, you can go into a channel in the server and you'll get assigned a cup. The cups are the hero pets. So, there's House Yak, mm-hmm. House Unicorn, ooh, House Lassie, and House Owl.
Oh my god.
Right? I'm a yak.
Oh my god. I'm a yak.
He's a yak. BTG, what are you? He doesn't know because he reads Discord.
He doesn't read
Discord. He doesn't read Discord.
Hero, I haven't signed up yet.
He's a yak?
You don't have to sign up. You're automatically put in the house.
No, sorry. There's
okay, I'll look.
Yak. There's a yak. Owl, there's a unicorn. And the dog thing.
Lassie.
The dog thing.
So, Miss P, can you describe the houses? Do you have that?
I don't have it real quick. It's not on my door.
I can grab it. I'll grab it.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
It is like the Harry Potter houses. So,
yeah. Hold on, I'll find it.
You can do Harry Potter. You can do Game of Thrones, like House Stark.
You can, but it's kind of cool. Mm. I think so. If you went by clans, that means that Shen and Jilji are yaks too, right?
Yep, they should be. Yes.
Okay. All right. So an owl, the Electro Owl House. Their team color is blue. They have an emoji, which is an owl. And their traits are they are motivated, creative, wise, and knowledge-seeking.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mighty Yak, which is what we are. Our team color is red, where our emoji is, I think it's a yak. I don't know. It looks like a goat. I don't know. We are brave, bold, daring, and groundbreaking.
Mm. Okay.
Team Unicorn's color is green. They obviously have the unicorn emoji. And their traits are resourceful, determined, supportive, and life-giving. And then Team Lassie, their color is yellow. Their emoji is like a wolfy thing. And their traits are loyal, protective, fast, and hardworking. Yeah. So if you are in the CFF server, you can go into the, I think it's called House CFF. House or something,
CFF
and
house
type
cup,
dot house, and it will assign you a house. All right, so now that we've talked about the CFF House Cup, you can earn points by talking in the channel, any channel, in the CFF clan server. So if anybody else wants to get in on this, they can go onto the CFF server and they can get in on it. So completed. Did I miss any events? Anybody know? I don't think so. They're coming up.
We are in the talks about a Clash tour.
Ooh, yes.
It's going to be a Clash tour, which is like a sign-up tour where you like sign up for going to visit other Clash of Clans, like account, like clans. Mm-hmm. So that's in the talks, though. More to come.
That's cool.
That is cool.
I won't be signing up for that. I like home.
Oh, see, I don't mind hopping. I do it with all you.
I love man hopping. It's so much fun. Yeah, so it'll be fun.
Miss P doesn't have a clan. She just goes everywhere.
I'm a Clash hobo, okay?
Every time, you know what? Every time, honestly, I try to make a home.
That might be half right.
I got family calling me back to help them out.
At least you're a
place the bow with
All right, so completed events. C2J... and CFF went against EYG. I'm thinking it was the weekend that we were recording last time, I believe. And the CFF won. Woo, woo, woo.
Did I start of that?
Not because of me, because I think I got 2-0 stars.
Oh, no.
He really had a bad word.
Well, someone
had two really good scouts.
Exactly.
Really good
Actually,
scouts.
I'll take that back. I had 1-0 star, and I had one.
Ooh, that smells.
2 star. Really? Marriage is wonderful, people. I totally advise that you do it. So.
Truth.
So.
That smells.
I think I had one.
That's
2 star.
What she said.
That was some sort of like sneaky gob hog thing that somebody talked me into, but it worked. What was that, Gank? Did you just spit on him?
No, she's trying to sniff me.
Oh, okay.
Marriage, okay. People. I recommend it.
It's Valentine's Day, right? We recommend this. And then we had...
did not see us.
Well, them.
So we had a CFF Legend League push for last season, and AJ Betts won. So congrats to AJ.
Nice job.
That's Miss P. The K Farmhouse got their 500th win after several attempts.
Yes, we did.
I'll say several. I don't know how many.
Twice.
580. There we go.
That's 180.
No, but you got to change it because it's over 500, so 580.
No. Attempts, not wins.
Yep. We're at 499 for two wars.
Yes. So it took three wars.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, then it's not horrible.
All right. So that is all I have for news and event updates. That was a lot.
There was a lot going on. Well done.
Yeah. And just a heads up, Mords, that May the 4th is coming. So the event war is coming.
Nice.
So be ready for that.
Hey, always.
All right. So now we're going to get into the Valentine's section. So we're going to start with Jilgi and Shen. How did you guys meet?
Blown up. All my stuff is gone.
Are you going to answer or am I going to answer?
I was going to let you answer. I was waiting to see if you could hear each other again.
Okay. We actually went to high school together and we were friends in high school.
Okay.
Oh.
Friends. Just friends.
Right. Just friends. And everyone's like, oh, high school sweethearts. But we didn't really date when we were in high school. Like, I think, like, the end of April is when we actually started dating and going out. So, yeah, I don't really count it as high school sweethearts, and it makes me kind of cringe. So,
after, you stayed friends and then kind of it developed to more, or you disconnected and reconnected?
No, like, we started dating at the very end of high school, and we just kind of kept dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah, that's not really high school sweethearts. You got to start earlier the very, very end. Yeah.
Do you really, though?
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah,
I mean,
you do.
If it's the last 6 months of high school, you're not really high school people anymore. Like, life has changed.
I already got a full-time job. I was working 40 hours a week.
Jilgi's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was an adult.
He's like, I was born an adult. Yeah.
6 months later, I bought a house. It's at peace.
Nice.
That's a true story. I graduated high school and moved into my own house. I was like, I'm out.
Damn.
Okay. Some people need to do that, right? Sometimes you got to. there are certain times where it's necessary.
Border, where are you?
The only way we would have had a house is if we built one out of sticks.
Is if we kicked our parents out of their house.
That'd be nice too.
Yeah.
I think that's my kid's plan.
I will own this house when you leave it.
Miss Feedback?
I'm here.
Oh,
she just got camera'd.
I can't see you. All right, so how did you and BTG meet? I was supposed to ask you this.
Oh, how did we meet? How did we meet BTG?
BTG looks concerned.
Don't answer wrong. I was going on a Clash tour, and I believe I was going to go to K2, and then Miss P was like, "Hi." Like she just does all the time.
And hey! Like,
do you have a Twitter? All these questions, like DM too. Me.
Discuss your boss too. Why is it warm?
I love
and the rest is history.
Miss P imitates him.
You're tripping, guys.
Or are you imitating yourself?
Oh, is that how you remember it too, Miss P?
I don't recall that at all.
No, that's not how it happened.
She was really impressed at the moment.
Shirtless hug.
What, Jen?
Shirtless hugs.
I'm going to have to look back through our messages and see how it started.
I was going to say, tell us the true story, Miss P.
I think I'd actually, like I think I'd actually already, like, gotten into the clan, and then you were like, hey!
He started after us.
Safe to say, yeah, hi.
He was visiting K2. Okay, no, so you were visiting K2, and I had to give you, like, roles to K2, and I was just, like, welcoming you to, like, K2.
Oh, yeah.
That was back when I was, like, totally cheesy about the clan and stuff.
Wait, you're not anymore?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
No, K2 has just kind of gone, unfortunately, to the side.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're never going to catch us in the head-to-head record.
No.
Oh, my God.
Gone to
He's
the
never
going to
let it go.
Never going to let it go.
He's never going to let it go.
Nope.
We will, Noble Hero will forever be K2's daddy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Forever immortalized. Love it.
DCBC.
Shots fired.
To eliminate that from the podcast.
Love that sound clip. I, honestly, like, that sound clip is the most played in my stream still, too.
Yep.
What? Oh, my God.
Fishmark Yak and SP.
Oh, my God.
MG.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Grace has a thing now.
Yeah, Grace has a command in towards his stream now.
It's beautiful. I love it.
It's what the hell, man?
What the hell, man?
I do it pretty good.
Mark WTH? That's
no,
what we
no,
do.
No, it's Grace, I believe.
No, I think we did WTH. Yeah.
Oh, well, what the hell, man? Yeah.
Oh, well, what the hell, man? All right, so Genk and Mords, you're next. How did you meet?
Well, I know how we met. You?
Well, you keep saying at a bus stop, but...
At a bus stop.
I was way too distracted. I don't remember meeting you there, so I'll say party.
Well, no. So,
he was
the story
you.
Goes, is I met up with a bunch
what
of friends
you,
that day, right? You're not wrong?
No, I was invited to a party, but it was at a complete stranger's house. So and they were, me and, the, and my roommates. My roommates were already there, and I got picked up at the bus stop.
From next. Us. So met her at a bus stop.
But I was so anxious going with a bunch of strangers because my roommates decided that they wouldn't come with them to meet me.
No.
So I was surrounded by strangers.
The definition of high school sweethearts that we were talking about earlier, like age-wise, that's what we would have been considered.
No, you were definitely not a fucking high school.
I was definitely at the end of high school, so it still kind of counts.
No, you were definitely like not even close.
I was at my last year of high school. I took the 6-year approach, okay?
I was going to say, I know I was, but you definitely not.
Well, however, we met at a bus stop. We've never left each other's side since and been together for over 20 years.
Aww.
Very nice.
We're 16?
I like
He's 17 this year.
17 years this year.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
All right. So Brew and I can, I think we've probably told this story at some point in time on the pod, but do you want to tell? You tell.
Yeah.
Queen's mom, where she got divorced and.
Not Queen's mom. I got divorced.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
and
a
her mom pushed her to
treats.
Date me and
oh my god.
My niece's second birthday. Her mom came up to that my parents' house and the rest is history.
So Brew started off as a booty call, right on.
Oh.
No.
It was a setup. No.
Let's take it. Let's get a little more detailed. That was the Brew Cliff Notes summary. Cliff Notes,
right. I like Marge's story
that
better.
That was Cliff Note-ish. Yeah. That doesn't sound like
not
at all.
No. Story's told. Yeah. It's set in stone now.
No. We're not doing that. So my mom, for probably 6 months, bugged me to call Jimmy Lineman. You need to call Jimmy Lineman. I was like, Mom, I'm going to school full time. I have a kid. I'm a single mom. I don't have time for Jimmy Lineman. Like, that's not happening.
There you go.
So Saturday morning, Zach's at his dad's, and my mom says, "Hey, I'm going to go to a party at the Lineman's today for one of the kids' birthdays. Why don't you come with me? Take a break from school," because I was sitting on the computer at school. And I was like, no, I don't have time for this. Like, I need to get this done, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you need to get away. You need to stop. You just not, because I really was like, work, Zach, school, with a little sleep in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, fine. So I go. And halfway there, my mom says, you know Jimmy Lyman's going to be there. And I was like, if I talk to him, will you leave me alone? Please. And she was like, yes. And I was like, okay. So we get there. I say hello to everybody. I had known his mom, his dad, and his brother's wife. So, you know, I knew a few people. Yeah. So I say hello to everybody. And I go, where's Jim? And they said, oh, he's on lifeguard duty up at the pool.
Not too sure how I got lifeguard duty, but
that's where he was.
You know, so, what? That's something I did not know about you. Awesome.
I mean, he's a pool boy.
He was a pool boy. Yeah, that's, I guess. That's
the pool boy. True story.
So, Brew is sitting on the swing next to the pool with a beer on lifeguard duty.
And yes.
Super official.
Story checks out.
Where do I sign
up? Do you do it any other way?
Thank you. Stop drowning.
Exactly. Honestly, like, if someone drowned, I think he would try, but I don't know how good he would be. Like, I would completely panicking.
I was going to drown.
I guarantee he would do it without spilling a drop of beer, though.
Yes.
The beer would have to go to the ground before.
It's like
that
one of those Canadian hold my beer moments.
Yes, exactly.
Here, my beer. I gotta go save the kid.
Right. So I go up. I sit next to him on the swing. I say hello. We had talked before. We had met before at the gas station. His parents had
a gas station.
My mom worked there to get money to pay for my first wedding. That's how I met Brew.
Okay.
So I knew her. Mommy
went to dinner with my parents.
Yep.
So
wow.
Basically, what you're saying is fate came around full circle there.
100%. Yeah.
You know what? That was a much better version than the Cliff Notes.
Let's face it. I mean, you couldn't do work. I mean, you couldn't do better with a booty call than Brew.
Right. Yeah.
He's a sexy beast.
Bruce really sounds like he was a booty call, which kind of makes it cool. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
pick a boy.
Boy. Either way, he's a booty call in both stories.
Kind of a booty call in both. Yeah, you're not wrong.
So just great. Mama knows best.
He's
one of the stories. Mama knows best for sure.
Yep.
That's why I made out with him.
Wait, Vegas. I mean, so we're going to.
What happened? It was in Vegas.
It was CPR, BGG.
Shoot.
CPR.
We were supposed to say that outside of Vegas.
Gets told on a podcast, of course.
Did we forget?
Hey, we were on that. We were on that podcast.
Sneeze in Vegas.
So
you thought we were at a car show.
Wait, here's the best part, right? Fast forward, driving home, my mom looks at me and she goes, "He is never going to call you."
What?
True story.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Why?
No, it wasn't because he didn't like me. He's just not that. He doesn't have that kind of like initiative. Nope. Yeah, he's too shy.
My brother was the same way.
He was playing hard to get.
Wait, stop. No, it runs in the
best way.
He was playing. He was playing. I'm not getting at all.
No, he was playing hard to get.
That wasn't hard to get. It was like, I ain't getting at all.
Yeah.
Okay, how was he playing hard to get when he was the pool boy?
He was the booty call.
So true. Pretty much, he's that weird dog that doesn't know how to play fetch.
Spain being hard to get to, you know, give a little intrigue. You know, kind of like.
There wouldn't have been any intrigue, though. It would have been like that. Would have been it. A 2-hour conversation next to the pool, and it would have been over.
Yeah.
And
I'm back to life with school and work and kid. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So I picked up the phone and called him on Monday, and asked him if he wanted to have dinner or something, And he said, well, I'm having
or
people
something. Over. No, let's go with the or something. What happened there?
Sounded more like a
blue the call. Happened. Now the rest of the story happened. Now you know.
And so this is what
the cliff notes
version that was like really close to the, you know, yeah.
To the real life.
So he invites dinner you over something. For like this wink, party wink. With all his friends on Friday. And he's like, if you want, you can come a little early and we can have dinner. And I was like, okay. So then I got stuck at work, didn't come early, stayed late. We swam in the pool at like 11 o'clock at night. And he's like, why don't you just stay? Why don't you just stay? It's really, really late and you have like a long drive home. I'm like, no, I have to go. Slick. And I left. Oh, I left.
Wait, what?
I did.
Smooth.
Changing. I left.
Like,
you have to put it out there. Or so you can stay and you're like, nah, I'm up.
Every drunken story was. Yes.
Every bad story about Jim, I heard that night from all his friends.
Yep.
Sounds familiar.
Every single one.
Because like every time Gank met any of my friends.
Or, you know, anytime I get on stream. Yeah, we hear all about me and my Trinity over and over again.
Gank.
You guys might have voice quotes, but Gank's got 108 million quotes.
At least. Oh, God.
All right, so Valentine's Day then and now. All right.
Now.
Yeah, so I'll start with Mords and Gank. So before kids, has Valentine's Day changed from then to now?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, no more fucking 12-hour romps, if that's what you mean.
Couch romps, walk around naked, shower time, door open. Yeah, yeah. Cooking.
Oh, no, that would suck. Cooking in the nude, I don't recommend, by the way.
Ew.
You're making steak in the nude, that grease stuff just hurts.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have gas too, so we don't want to do that.
No,
we were too poor.
We were pretty poor back then.
Microwave meals for the win.
Okay, so it was the boiling water, not the steak. Come on, I tried to embellish.
No, it was the fried eggs. Trying to make fried egg sandwiches, they suck.
Then all out, 100% all out. Flowers, dinner, whatever I can do to impress.
Then,
right?
Yeah. Back then,
no.
Now it's,
no.
It's
she's like, how did this happen?
Yeah, like, she embellishes too, though.
He wasn't impressed.
No, but I mean, you gotta remember, we lived in a small apartment. We didn't make a lot. Like, we worked at McDonald's at the times, right? But I mean, there was always a point of making, we both did.
No, you worked there at your parents, but.
We both did. So when we lived in the small apartment, either way, there was always time, where I'd always get flowers or we'd always do something, but now, I mean, the flowers still exist. It just, it's 24 years later, the flowers just,
no, I appreciate the flowers now because back then, I mean, there wasn't a lot of time between having our first child. So. Back then, if I got flowers, it was apology flowers. Now, I appreciate it because now it's like actual flowers for an occasion. I love you flowers. Yeah. Back then, it was like, please don't kick me out. I'm sorry. So now it's like, now they're, you know.
We first started dating, her birthday is the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, I get like Valentine's Day and birthday present at, you know, she's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. He used to get me something for my birthday and then something
and for Valentine's.
It's really sweet.
Bro goes out for the double. Very nice.
I mean,
very
let's
nice.
Be honest, though. I mean, if your birthday was any other day of the year, you would get both.
Yeah. Now yep. I don't, it's fine.
Yeah.
So we bought a house and everything changed and we just didn't have that kind of money and that was the end of that.
We do
a card. Enjoy spending. And sometimes I get flowers, and that's fine.
I think one of our favorite things to do before getting married and everything else, like Valentine's Day, was, you know, just kind of having that time, you know,
yeah,
the one-on-one time. Where now it's like one-on-one plus one plus one
plus one.
Yeah,
plus
right. So I'm super excited about this year because we have a wedding on next Saturday, and it's a black tie wedding. So like we're getting all
fancy.
I know.
What dress did you choose?
Yeah. What dress did you choose?
Why are you not wearing it?
Why are you not wearing it?
It's not here yet. So I did rent the runway because I figure then I'm not like spending $300 on a dress I'm going to wear once. So I spent $150 and I'm getting three dresses. Yeah. One is by itself and then the other one is two different sizes. But I get them tomorrow. When I get them, I will take pictures and send them.
And you'll send them to us for our review?
I'm excited. Sure. Yeah.
So am I.
What do you mean,
Shen? Sure? I'll include you on this, Shen.
Okay.
100%.
Yes. Of course you'll be...
So one is gold, and it's super, like, sparkly. It's all sequined.
Okay, so it's not blue?
Right. No. Gold.
It's not blue.
It's not blue.
Said it's gold.
It's gold. And then the other one is, like, a pink-purple jacquard. Like, it's a patterned dress.
Okay.
But... we'll see. I don't know. I don't know which one's going to look better.
If you go with the gold one, what am I going to get?
I don't know.
Blue one.
Blue one.
You're going with the gold sequins.
I'll choose.
I tell you what, if I wear the gold one, you get to wear the pink, purple, flowery one.
Ooh, there you go. Ooh.
That's better shape your legs.
It's fuchsia.
Ask Tony for details.
You have to wear the bronze too.
The bronze.
Get a nice push up.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see.
Don't forget the bro.
Nipple tassels?
Yes. What?
Nipple tassels. Goodness. Well, that could have been Valentine's Day then. So, Shen and Jill, right? Do you have Valentine's Day then nipple tassels?
Nah, I'm out on the nipple tassels.
For yeah, me too. Us.
What?
Agreed.
No.
So, what was your then and now? Do you have the same? Is it different? I don't know. Do you have a tradition?
We don't have a tradition.
No.
I mean, then was a little easier to schedule because now we have three kids.
And birthday parties that weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, and birthday parties. Our nephew's birthday is the 12th, so it's always like Valentine's weekend is when they do his party.
Mm-hmm.
And which is the easiest weekend to go out because, you know, work and everything else.
Right. Well, we did a cheers. I saw it. Cheers.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry, Shen and Jill.
No worries.
I was going to say, don't cheers every time I'm going to cheers, or you're not going to finish this podcast.
Okay, so, yeah, I hear you. So we never had kids. I always had a kid. I had a kid before I met Brew. But luckily, right. I could send him to his dad's, and we could make it work.
Yeah. See, we do live close to my parents and pretty really close to Jill G's mom and close to my parents. So it's fairly easy to get somebody to watch them, but you have to schedule your schedule with their schedule. So it's a little harder that way. But gift wise, I think it's better now.
Yeah.
Because Jill G has gotten better at planning the longer we've been married.
You should talk to Jill G.
100%.
Can you give
I make more money than back in the day, too.
We have bigger bills.
It makes it a little easier.
You know what? I don't find that. Because I make a lot more money than we did back in the day, and I still can't afford shit.
Although we don't really do gifts. We do, like, you know, flowers, chocolates, that kind of thing, and then we go to a really nice dinner, usually.
Yeah.
We go to somewhere we definitely would never go with kids. Or.
Yeah.
Really we finally know what each other really, really likes. So I might get, you know, like a $10 iTunes for Moors, and Moors might get me like a freaking skein of wool.
You know,
or yarn.
Gems. So, you gotta have gems.
True.
I mean, it's but it's something you appreciate a lot more because it's something you really enjoy. Versus before, it was like I'm just guessing, and you're just getting this weird thing that I have no idea if you're gonna like.
You're getting now. It's a
I know you're gonna love this, and you're exactly.
You're getting a weird teddy bear and a flower of some sort of color.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like,
can I get some blue flowers, please?
It's like
I would actually love that.
So remember when like you were in high school and you thought it was so cute when the guy went to 7-Eleven. I don't know if you have 7-Eleven there, but the guy went to 7-Eleven and like picked up the rose that was like in the tube. Do you remember the tube roses?
Even then.
We still are
super classy back then. Now it's like, yeah, not so much.
Now you got to order it 10 days in advance.
I didn't get that tube rose. Nope.
And now 7-Eleven carries the bowling ball size glass rose in it now.
Right?
You haven't seen those yet.
I was at Walmart the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I have seen that.
You saw that at Walmart the other day.
We're going to talk about Clash character Valentines. So if we could think of the Clash characters, who would be each other's Valentines? Does anybody have an idea?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll let you guys go first. Go ahead, Gank. You're a guest, so you can start.
So, I mean, we're going to go with my favorites.
Okay.
Pekka and Hog.
What?
Yeah, oh, she's yeah, that's a girl and a boy.
Pekka's a chick. Oh, hell
yeah. Hell yes. Yeah.
I was thinking the royal champion in the Hog
Rider. No, because they're Pekka and Hog, and they're just going to roll reverse. Oh, yeah.
Yep. The Pekka does look like a Hog Rider. Yeah. Ba-dum-bumps.
I mean, she's beautiful. Pekka's one of my favorite troops, and Hog Riders as well, so bring them together. It's guys, magical, man.
There you go.
Magical.
I'm worried about
what their babies look like.
Oh my god.
Little like mohawked Pekkas.
Yeah. Right? With the horns. They gotta have the Pekka horns. Yeah! And a mohawk.
Oh, please don't let that be the next Clash troop. The Pekka Rider's coming.
Pekka Rider.
Pekka Rider.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
It's the next super troop.
It's huge.
That's what she said.
Oh,
my goodness. All right, Miss P, you had one?
Yeah, So I actually correlated this with a troop that I got for Valentine's Day. So my Valentine's Day present in like 2017 was the Queen.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
With
who's her Valentine?
I'm her Valentine.
Oh!
You're a Clash character now? There's a SP totally. In the game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need that. Is it like something you have to pay for it?
Oh, absolutely. I do not come for free.
Miss P is the healer.
Oh, yeah, she definitely is. She has the healer on her neck. She has a tattoo of a healer.
So
I do have a Miss tattoo P's of the healer.
And the healer and the queen. Oh, brown chicken wow wow.
Brown chicken wow wow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Most people would say the king.
That's the obvious answer.
I think the queen's like miss like little like side piece is the royal is the grand warden
side.
Whoa!
All right, Shen.
I'm thinking it's probably the classic pairing of the wizards and the witches.
Okay, that's
magical.
That is very magical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
What do you do with the Larrys though?
Oh well, they're holding the camera.
Oh, no. Larry's and goblins all the way.
No, I think the Grand Warden and the Larry's, because they look the most like little altar boys.
Oh, here we go. We've been down this road before. We're going to move on. Troy, do you have a pairing?
Can tell. Oh man, I just totally lost my troop.
The altar boy?
No, they lost me with the altar boy. It threw me for a spin. The Valk and the Barb King, because you know, they're just both violent as hell. I mean, who else is going to be?
I like that a lot.
I do like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, very Viking-esque.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know the Valk's in charge, though.
Oh, 100%. She's my favorite troop.
Like, Valentine's Night would be smoking.
Right?
and
broken in that house.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
She makes like, ah!
Yeah.
Like that noise.
Yeah.
I mean, she spins.
She does.
She spins. Oh,
just saying.
Your skills.
That's like
watch it, BTG. You just went three shades of red, BTG.
Oh, that's like great. She spins.
You know, sorry, BTG. I had to call you out, man. Your face went so red.
I feel a story. Oh, there it is. There it is. I feel a story.
I'm confused.
Sorry for the train wreck.
Oh, no train wreck. No such thing here. Do you have a pairing?
Great. Whew, thank you.
It's
hot in here.
That's right.
You have to follow that up.
I don't know if, you know, it's possible to follow that up.
I know. I gotta look at the troops and see what things we haven't picked. Hold on.
I like the witch and the wizard.
You like that
one? I already picked that.
Try again.
You already picked that. Try again. Hold on.
Say the barbarian and the unicorn.
No.
No, you already picked.
That's only in Tijuana.
Yeti and
only in the headhunter.
Ooh. Bruce says Yeti and the headhunter.
So, okay, we're going with the Yeti being a dude.
With the Yeti being a dude.
Gotcha. Works for me.
I like it.
Mystical creatures.
That's the headhunter, yes. That's the headhunter. And that's the Yeti.
Yep. Let's
pick.
All right, so I'm going with the big drag and the electro drag. The electro drag, I truly believe, is a woman.
I can agree with that.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
That's
out
my
of control, zapping the f*** out of everything. Oh, yeah, that's definitely
fun. Lots of fire and zap.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And what was the other drag you said?
The big drag.
Like the super drag?
Just the regular big drag.
Normal drag.
Not the baby drag. We're not going there. I'm not BTG with the altar boys.
Okay.
I'm going with big drag.
I was going to say, baby drag is probably...
I always thought the big drag was female too, because I always called her mama drag.
Mama drag, yeah.
No, I always thought that was
that's all right. I mean, we're in 2022.
Now, however, that super drag, now that's definitely a dude.
Those
you can try that. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what, though? But if the super drag's a dude, because you boost the drag to be the super drag, it's got to be a little dude.
True. True. The super drag is coming with that BDE.
You know what, though? I mean, like, you could go super drag and baby drag because, I mean, that gives me, like...
Baby drag!
Yeah, but that's, like, a Shrek vibe there where, like, the dragon and donkey because the little drag kind of reminds me of donkey.
No, it gives me that altar boy thing again, so no.
You could do super drag and inferno drag.
Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah?
That's a good one.
Go with that.
Or dragon rider is gonna leave. You're gonna have Valentine's Day alone. All the other drags are occupied.
Minions and goblins, or what?
Minions
and goblins.
Interesting combo.
Super gobs and super minions. They need that really far spitting that range because they can't find the super gobs for like 30 seconds.
Right.
I can't believe the healer didn't have a day for Valentine's.
All the healer gets around. That's everyone.
Well, who would be the healers?
I see the miners.
Well, no, they lose the miners because they go underground.
The healer's the clan hole.
Bowlers.
Well, I mean,
the bowlers. That's a good one.
Oh.
The healer and the bowlers.
Okay. Giant archer.
The giant witch.
Super no, witch. Giants and archers, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, giants and archers? Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what about... Okay, I know it's not my favorite thing, but what about the dark side?
Okay,
are there troops over there?
Now we're going to the dark side, okay.
Like, I don't even know the troops over there.
There's no such thing.
I legit have to go work.
Oh, builder base.
You legit have to go work?
What, the builder base?
Nobody cares about them.
Oh, jeez.
There's barely
you have the builder.
I thought the troops were the same.
Yeah, the builder man.
I mean, they're basically the same. They just call them stupid names.
Yeah.
Hey, the Dark Witch. It's also used in, well, actually.
You know what, though? I mean, if you're going to do Dark Witch, it has to be the P.E.K.K.A.
With the flying bats?
Because to me, I look at that P.E.K.K.A. and I'm like, that's a male.
That's super P.E.K.K.A. P.E.K.K.A.s are not male, ever.
Yeah, but in my mind, the way it's built, the way they built it up, that's not female, man. That's a male P.E.K.K.A. right there.
I agree.
Super P.E.K.K.A. is still female. I'm guessing the Super P.E.K.K.A. and the Super Giant get it out on the dark side. And I think the Builder Man slides over in the boat for the Royal Champion.
Oh,
they got a little down low.
Royal Champion.
That's hero.
Gank's like, what's a Royal Champion?
Yeah, I was like,
is the Royal Champion. In the gladiator skin, by the way. She looks pretty hot.
And Otto is probably Lassie's side piece.
Ooh, or that skin.
Lassie's side piece.
When Lassie's...
We have like a whole clash days of our lives going on right now.
Yeah, when Lassie gets tired of the yak, she goes over to find Otto.
I mean, this is getting way deeper than it needs to be.
And then the barbarians...
what about the little villagers that clap at the trees?
Oh, the clappy ladies.
Yeah. That's the miners, man. Those ladies are miners because you know he's going down.
No. they've always had a thing for the barbs, and the barbs ignore them.
I was just going to say the barbarians, yeah.
They've always had a thing for the barbs, and the barbs are like, fuck you.
No. It's the villagers and the barbs.
It's unfortunate.
The little barbarian and the little archers from the barbarian and the archer queen.
When you look at a barb, you're just like, that's a little asshole right there. Like you just can't help but hate them automatically because they just look like little assholes. Like, yeah, you know, they're vain.
Look at them. They're hopped up on Monster Energy drinks.
They are vain as
I mean, look at it. That's not a car. I don't know what is. Yeah, Axe body spray, driving the tooted truck. Those dudes.
With like the underlights and stuff.
He reminds me of Zach from Saved by the Bell. I'm the everybody wants me.
Shit.
So what class character is simping for the gobs? The gobs need to have a date.
Yeah.
I mean, they're rich.
What? Like a little Mario thing going on there.
Wall breakers are female, the goblins are male.
Wall breakers.
I like the wall breakers.
Female?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We just blow ourselves up. I don't think we're that dumb.
No, always exploding on everybody.
We blow everything up.
Come on, man.
They're
kamikaze straight.
No direction.
Wall breakers always walking in, just blowing up.
Shen's like, they have no direction. They don't know where they're going, and they just blow themselves up.
Yeah, they're definitely female. You're right.
Yeah. You know what? How true is that? Because the girls are like, go for it. I have a plan. Go get it.
My beer, true. Well, my beer.
Well, I mean, if you want to see what the goblins are. And we're just going to say, the goblins are f***ing gold diggers.
No, because, like, if I picture... Okay, if I was to be... Out of those two troops, if I was going to be one of them, you're damn right. I'm totally a f***ing wall breaker, man. Totally the wall breaker.
Gobs are male, though. I mean, they're shirtless in the game, and they get mohawks, all that stuff. So, yeah. I think the wall breakers have just given up on life because they were... They were with gobs for a while.
They've
given up on life.
What was that, Shen?
I think the archers, like just the plain little basic troop archers and the gobs. That's the nice little Valentine's match.
That is cute.
I was pairing them with the giants, but I can go with that.
Right? Isn't that where our event is?
I still see them better with
it. The gob definitely kicked out of his coverage then.
Yeah, just like, gobs have nobody now. Oh, Larry's. Gobs and Larry's. That's right.
They could be Larry's. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about. Hold on. We're switching subject.
Lenny.
Oh, Lenny's.
Excuse me.
That's Bruce. Like, time's up. We got to move on to something else.
All right.
He's gonna fart to let us know.
That was a long conversation.
Oh, he had to fart to let us know.
Was that a fart? Or was that a Brew burp?
That was a fart. If you heard it, that was a fart.
I didn't hear shit. Pardon the pun.
All right. So these questions are for the ladies. I'm curious on what we think here. All right. Gank, flowers or no flowers?
No flowers.
Okay. Candy or cards?
Candy.
Okay, so dark or milk chocolate?
Neither?
What?
Chips and dip all the way.
That's not candy, though.
You said candy!
Yeah, not chocolate.
Not chocolate. What kind of candy? Moritz, what kind of candy?
She doesn't eat candy. That's the funny thing.
Oh, okay. She picked candy over cards.
Chips and dip. Yeah. Period. Chips and dip.
Okay.
Put it this way. If I get a card, I'm like, oh, sweet, a card, and then it goes in the garbage the next day. Candy? Or like chips and dip.
It goes in her stomach the same day, 10 minutes.
So much more satisfying than a card.
What was that, BTG? You auto-tuned. Oh, we lost them. Okay. All right. Gank, dinner in or out?
Out.
Okay. Miss P, same questions. Flowers, no flowers?
No flowers. They die.
Candy or cards?
Exactly.
Yes. What'd you
candy
say?
Candy or cards?
Cards. I don't eat candy.
Okay. So I won't ask you the chocolate?
No, dark chocolate.
Okay. Dinner in or out?
Out.
Okay. Shen? Flowers, no flowers?
Flowers.
Okay.
I like flowers.
Candy or cards?
I would rather candy. I don't see the point in the cards. Yeah.
Dark or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Dinner out or in?
Definitely out.
Okay.
Definitely out.
I will answer. I will take flowers. I do like flowers. Candy and cards is tough for me, mm-hmm. but I'll take candy. And I don't care. I'll just take chocolate. Either one is fine.
Both are valid.
It doesn't matter.
Both are fine. I will take either. The answer is yes to chocolate. And then dinner...
Out.
Yeah, I mean out only because if we do it in, I have to cook.
Exactly. Yes.
If and Brew cooked,
I don't cook.
Like I know Jill G cooks.
Jill G is a good cook.
So if I were Shen, I would probably be like in and let him cook. Yep.
But then we have to do dishes and clean the kitchen.
I don't care.
I'd rather That's just fine. Go out.
Yeah,
I like to go out though.
I do
like to go out too. I will readily admit that. And I have a daughter who literally hates to go out to dinner. Hates.
Yep.
And I was like, do you know that there's probably like thousands or even millions of children across this planet would love to go out to dinner once a week?
Who would love it. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And you're like, do we really have to go out? Can't we just get takeout? And COVID made it like 35 times harder.
Yep.
Because nobody would let us eat in.
Oh my gosh.
Our youngest
was like that.
My word.
How do you deal with that, Jill?
You know what? That's true. Like, we haven't eaten out. Gosh.
Oh, we just go out and say, you're pick something or don't eat.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we've gotten to. We've gone out to breakfast. She hasn't eaten a damn thing. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore. We're just going to go.
We were bringing Cheerios with us.
Yeah, we'll bring like Cheerios and get milk.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? She can find something on there. She likes toast. She likes bagels. She likes, you know, like tater tots.
Just being stubborn. Yeah.
Yeah.
We forced him to go for sushi and he won't eat. He won't do sushi, but he found something else like he liked. And so now he's good. Get him some udon noodles. Kids in.
Ah, you found that. Maybe I need to try udon noodles.
Maybe, right?
She loves noodles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Valentine's Day quiz. I'm going to do couples. So BTG and Miss P, you're together.
We already knew that.
Nitty gritties, gimme, gimme. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do you guys first. BTG and
that's what she said.
Miss P. That is what she said. Excuse me. Who invented the first Valentine's Day candy box?
Wait.
Do you want me to give you options?
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
People are-
Nestle, Hershey's, or Richard Cadbury?
Ooh.
Nestle.
Good.
So.
Do you agree?
Go with something opposite. We have a better chance.
I'd say candy.
You only get half credit.
You only get half credit, yes. BTG, you say what?
I'd say Richard Cadbury.
You are correct, BTG.
You would be wrong.
All right, next one, okay? You have to get closest without going over. I'm not giving you options. On average, how many marriage proposals are there on every Valentine's Day?
Jesus.
Flower in Minecraft.
All of Minecraft.
I would say like 25,000.
25,001.
All right.
$1. This is wrong.
Yeah, let's expand this out. So, Gank and Mords, what's your guess?
You want real numbers?
Do you want numbers?
I want a real number.
You said how many?
Closest without going over.
Yeah. You said how many?
Yeah, right, right in the States. World.
I think it's in the world. It doesn't say like
in BTG's country.
States. In BTG's country.
I was gonna say though, do
Valentine's.
Do everyone in the world actually celebrate Valentine's Day?
I'm gonna go with. I mean, how many cheesy people are out there?
How many cheesy people are out there?
A lot.
Brew asked me on Christmas.
Right? I'm going to go
just
with...
saying.
We got engaged on Valentine's.
That's right, we did. And then I blew my knee out.
Right?
The first time. For real. Surgery was 6 weeks later.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
So I'm going to go with 29,326.
Okay.
Very well, what was the number?
29,000.
Now we're playing The Price is Right here.
Yeah, 29,000.
Yeah, right?
No, this is like a bunch.
326?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay. All right, Shannon, Jill G.
I want to
confirm with the wife. I'm saying like 75,000 plus.
Oh, were we supposed to guess together and like talk about this?
Yes, together. Yeah.
200.
Right, well, you guys.
000.
See?
Oh.
That's what?
Is that your guess, Mort?
That's my guess.
217,000. Oh, he went over.
Don't ask us to cooperate. It doesn't work.
I mean, but we don't know if this is U.S. or worldwide.
That's a fact. Right?
Yeah, so it doesn't say the United States. It just says, on average.
I messed my shit up. I'm trying to plug it in.
Well,
you
pick
think
a number, Filchy. I don't know. Pick a number.
75,000.
All right, so Mords was the closest without going over. The actual number is 220,000.
Jesus.
Well, I'm not on, either,
oh my God.
On average.
220,000.
Yes.
What?
Told you there was a bunch of savvy people.
No.
Way to be original, GLG. Way to be original.
Yeah.
Cost me my left knee.
Brew.
That was...
Alright,
sorry, GCBC.
Moritz and Gank, here's your question.
Uh-oh, I don't like this.
Yeah, your specific question.
What
insanely popular website debuted on Valentine's Day in 2005?
Pornhub.
OnlyFans.
You said that
in
2005?
2005.
The man knows. You just go to the Gank. He said it too fast. He knows. I'm about to fall out of the chair.
Going for it. Yeah, Mort said it.
All right, Pornhub, you say? Okay. The actual answer is YouTube.
Thank you. I was hoping that was wrong. Very good. Like, really bad if I was wrong.
I was thinking eBay.
If you're right, you're fixing to be out of the house.
I swear I didn't know.
And Mort is like, I know the exact date stern ambitions.
Like, I like the second answer, though. Who said OnlyFans in there? That was funny, too.
That was Shen.
What do you mean?
All right, we're gonna do one more.
Was it really 2000?
Yeah. So this is a number again, and everybody we'll do individual.
Individual.
Okay. Closest without going over. How much money do Americans spend on chocolate for Valentine's Day each year?
Like, we're talking an overall number now?
Each year? Like, not yes. Valentine's Day, like Easter, Christmas.
No, for
on Valentine's Day each year.
Okay.
Each
Americans.
Year. Americans only.
Right. Yes, but now are we talking about the Northern and the Southern Americans?
Yeah.
Wait, is this per person or the total?
Total.
Yeah.
Total.
Oh, damn.
That is North and South America, yeah?
Just Americans.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're Americans too. Oh, yeah, Drake.
You are not
United American. States of America.
The United States of America. I don't have
only those referred to damn as it. Americans.
We are North
Philippines because they count now, and Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'm going with. You saw the answer. Hush up.
Not for that one.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. What are you going with, Brew?
Do we have to match together, or is it
individual? No, individual.
Individual.
$75.
$75 in all of America.
Per person, not per person.
Not per person. Total.
He didn't go over.
He doesn't math. It's okay. My people are in America.
He didn't go over. Yeah, if everyone else goes over, I win still, right? Now I got
somebody Google them.
Okay, yeah. Bruce says 250,000. All right.
In America?
Miss P. No.
Yeah.
Miss P, do you have a guess? Is she still here?
No, she gone.
She gone. Okay.
Oh, she left? What time is it? Oh, she had to leave at 10:30. Okay. No.
She didn't say anything.
I know. BTG.
She just peaced out. What's
your guess? I am going to say, carry the two. I'm going to say about 950 million.
Oh, that's a big number.
Okay. All right.
That is a big Gank. Number.
Gank, you have a guess?
Yeah, I'm thinking about 2,901,000.
Specific.
2.901 million. Okay. All right, Jilgi?
Oof. So, this is a big number. I think this is going over a billion.
What?
Annually.
You know what? Right. It might actually.
That's only like $3 a person.
If yeah, you all if overbid.
That's right.
And I'm just saying it's over a billion. I'm actually gonna say it's close to 2 billion.
Sense.
Ooh.
$2.5 billion. $2.5 billion.
Okay. Shen?
I'm gonna go with 1.9 million.
Can't say the world.
1.9 million?
America.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
those Lords.
All spending money on
I am lightning.
All right. You got
so good.
Into the ocean.
And some of them go all out and get
population of the United States of America.
329.5 million people.
Exactly. Now if they all bought chocolates on the same day, which they're not, would only like be maybe a billion.
Yeah,
so we're gonna go 787 million.
But that's still only $3 a person.
Still, yeah, that's...
Hey, no one said that.
Right. You have to include all of the chocolates bought for children that bring chocolates to school to give to their friends and everything.
I'm not that's counting
the fancy chocolates.
And the fancy chocolates that cost, like, you know, 50 bucks each.
Still not
counting. I go to a fancy shop.
Final answer.
I don't know.
You're still saying 787?
Yep, sure I am.
All right, the answer is 1 billion, so billion. ETG is the closest.
With what?
Yep.
950 million.
How dare I not?
I should have stuck with 1 billion. Yeah. I told you it was a billion.
Yeah. Billion. The second you said it, I was like, "Damn it, they're right." Oh! Like that makes so much sense.
I love the maths.
Good question though. Good question.
Yeah.
That's well, that's your sales. I could hear your whole sales break.
Yeah, it's a total sales thing going on there.
I broke that down per person per day.
You totally did.
In a matter of seconds.
You got your dollar tree.
How much can I sell?
You got your mid-market chocolate.
My market share was 80% of that.
Well, there you go. Get some commission going.
Bam.
Yep.
Nice. That would be nice, right?
Yep.
All right. So we have B&B Brew Corner, but we can all talk about what we're drinking. So, Gank, what are you drinking this evening?
I drank my Twisted Teas. They were delicious. Thank you.
Very nice. And Mords?
Well, currently I'm drinking Coors Banquet, which I believe in this, or Coors Original, which in the States is called Coors Banquet still. And I'm pretty sure she's going to be drinking them very shortly as well.
Oh, yes.
In the States, we call that water.
Yeah. You've obviously never drinking a Coors in Canada then. We Coors tend to add alcohol to our
piss country. In Canada is still piss in the U.S.
Coors Banquet is a little bit of beer flavored water is what it is. Yeah,
the breweries are very good there, but that doesn't mean they serve Coors Banquet. Just saying.
I have to agree with that. Yes.
Well,
yes. We mentioned a brewery there.
Our tasty Coors
awesome brewery Coors
Original here. Is more than 4% alcohol?
Well, heard oh, yeah. that.
Really?
That was not a burp.
That was not a burp.
That was not a burp.
It was a burp.
Oh. All right. Jill G, what are you drinking?
I got I'm on my second triple old fashioned with Woodbridge Reserve and Blood Oranges.
It's the blood oranges that get me.
Getting all fancy over there.
Yeah, it's delicious. I only got them because my youngest was like, "What's a blood orange?" He's like, "Well, you cut them open and they're blood red inside." He goes, "No way!" I'm like, "Yep, get some." So he picked them out, and now I've mixed them in cocktails.
No way.
In a cocktail, it's good. For that
but
I can't make that up.
Like when brewing down the we went to the brewery and we had some rails done, and they had this blood orange beer. It was horrible.
No, I've had some blood orange beers, and they're awful.
Did we
go?
No, bro, I had one in Tulsa not too long ago. It was awesome.
Out of it and put it right back.
Yep.
Well, that's like a sour beer, right?
Very, so very, very.
I do like some sours. I'll throw down a sour.
Sour.
Ugh. Yeah, brew doesn't like.
I can't do IPAs. Ugh.
No
IPAs.
Oh, yeah.
Like
loves his IPAs.
Either.
No.
All right. And so,
he would love what's in the keg right now, then.
Who would?
Jilgy? Yep.
Yeah. He has, like, a brick warmer red in there right now. It's like a Belgian, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. I don't mind Belgian.
All right. Shen, are you drinking anything?
Yep, I have. I couldn't decide, so I just went with a nice little, blackberry tea. It's sweet tea and a blackberry moonshine, and then some of the blood oranges that were on the counter already cut up.
I like it. All right, so I did a couple shots of vodka tonight. I spilled one, did two more. Nice. And then I also have my $6 wine from Wegmans. So it's just the sweet white. I think it's called Nectar. It's good. It does the job. All right, so down to the people who actually created this little corner. So, BTG, what do you have this evening? I know you have homebrew.
Yes, it's a homebrew IPA.
Nice.
I don't know what its special name is. It's just IPA. It's delicious.
It's delicious. And then Brew also has homebrew. And he
has the only way to go.
The brick warmer red that he brewed. I don't know, 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago? I don't know. He just kegged it last weekend.
Yep.
So, always good. All right. Useless information.
Useless Uh-oh. Information.
Oh. Did you come prepared?
I'm prepared.
Come prepared? Is that where we're Woo! Headed next? Useless information? Yep.
That is where we're headed next. All right. So, Shilji, if you're prepared, you can go first.
Did you guys know that you can make diamonds out of peanut butter?
Ooh, I
the Germans
know that.
Did it.
That is
out of peanut butter.
Nice.
I did know this.
I did not know that.
There's yep. YouTube's about it.
Peanut butter.
I think I've been down that YouTube hole at one point.
YouTube hole.
Did you Google?
I don't know. I don't remember. was a couple months ago, but it was like, I was watching the YouTube, and then right below it was like, I made a diamond out of peanut butter. And I'm like, shut up. No, you didn't. So then I had to click it. And they did. It was a little weird.
That's how you end up on the wrong sites. Ask BTG.
So true. BTG or Shen, do you have yours? Sorry.
I do have mine.
All right, go for it.
Me too, okay, now.
So the creator of Pringles, per his own request, was actually cremated and buried in a Pringles can.
Oh.
Glorious. That's awesome.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. That is pretty cool.
That's real branding right there.
Holy
yeah, I mean, that's really cool.
Excuse me.
Original flavor, in case anybody was wondering.
I was actually kind of wondering.
Original flavor.
Like, which can would I choose? Damn.
I mean, you don't want to smell like ranch for the rest of eternity. So
but yeah, that's true.
Sour cream and onion.
Lord help you, the pizza flavor.
That's like a that's Gang's thing though. The chips thing. Maybe that's what she needs.
That's 100% her thing.
A little Pringle box.
Sour cream and onion Pringles because it's green. And green's my favorite color. Yeah, all in.
Nice. There you go, Lawrence. Write that down.
Right? Yep. Green and
you better get her Pringles for Valentine's Day. If you don't, you're failing.
The weird part is she doesn't like Pringles.
No?
Truth.
No, she doesn't like Pringles.
How do you not like Pringles?
Right?
Because they kind of have like this weird ass aftertaste.
I love Pringles.
And like, do you know, okay, when I eat chips, and this is the thing, like, me and Chips are best friends. We go way back.
Yep.
Yeah. So what I do is I hold a chip, and as I'm bringing it to my mouth, I have to look at it.
It's a method.
Yeah. But without even thinking, it's an automatic thing. I'll bring a chip up to my mouth, and as I bring it up, I look at it and turn it down just a bit to see which side has more seasoning on it.
That camera.
And then I will, as I put it in my mouth, I'll either like flip it over to whatever side has the most seasoning. It's, yeah.
They did that. I like it. Well, chip, you get my flavor that way, because then it goes on your tongue. I get it. I get it.
Chip by chip. And I can eat a whole big bag in one sitting, and I will do this with every single chip that goes into my mouth. Look at it on the way up to my mouth, and then flip it for whichever, yeah, it's weird.
Not one bag.
That's amazing.
All the bags of chips.
Yeah, it's a thing. I don't know. I have a true appreciation for chips and their flavors and awesomeness. Yeah.
And random flavors with dip, too. Like, her and E, you met E when you were down here. They will randomly find a bag of chips. It doesn't even matter what the goddamn flavor is. And find a dip to pair it with. So, whether it be...
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Like, what is it? Au gratin and...
Au gratin, yeah. Old Dutch au gratin mixed with
very Canadian stuff there.
Yes, with what?
Mixed with au gratin, it's like a cheese chip.
Yeah,
mixed with dill pickle. I know what au gratin potatoes are, but we don't have chips flavored that way.
Yeah, we old Dutch.
Mixed with what?
Dill dip.
Dill pickle dip.
Oh,
dill dip. Easy. Simmer down now.
Now
I made okay. So
with ranch.
All dressed. All dressed with ranch.
I have made pickle dip. I know what pickle dip is, but I didn't know that, like, dill flavored dip?
Please,
is it actual
dill? Please call it pickle dip.
It's we call it dill pickle dip.
It's still pickled though.
It actually has like little mini chunks of pickle, like
very
yes. Like the pickle, yeah. So yummy.
I make it with that and with dried beef in it.
Oh, Canadians.
What'd you say, Shen?
That I don't think I'm down with that. I could maybe like go with the
pickled it.
Oh yeah, bits of dried beef. I'm like, nope.
What was my
I would throw that on a plate of fries. Oh yeah.
I'm in as long as you don't call it dill dip any longer.
Am I
missing something? Is this like
the states, different names, different things? You gotta remember America.
Don't call it but I wanna know why. Where does your mind go?
It was not a good place. It was very, very dark.
It's not a good place. Now my if we're going with chips, is I like the Tostito rolls dipped in just the nacho cheese. That's it, and I'm good.
Yep. That's good stuff.
Oh,
that is definitely
a purist.
Yeah.
He's a purist.
Well, he doesn't like
chips. Like,
no, I'm not a big chip guy. So
if he's going to eat them, it's going to be Tostitos and yeah, nacho dip.
However, so I've been the thing for popcorn lately. It's really weird.
With
Mortz, do you have a useless fact?
I do, and I'm staring at it right now because I really like this fact. All no right. No yes. Number from 1 to 999 includes the letter A in its word form.
Oh, yeah. We've said that before.
God dang you. How about you ruin my fact?
No, but it's a good one. I don't remember if I've read it in prep or if we've actually said it on the pod. Can you remember, BTG?
I'm pretty sure we use that on pod, but that's okay.
That's perfectly
Mort's
okay.
Mort's going to be unoriginal, like, proposing on Valentine's Day.
Well, Mort's just staring at a second one. Do you think it was this one?
I didn't say it was unoriginal. Yes. I said it was, you know.
Google the second one.
Right? I had to Google it. I do. The King of the Hearts is the only king in the deck of cards without a mustache.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
I gotta find a deck of cards now.
Oh, I've got.
I need to find a different website.
He's back on the Pornhub again.
Okay, when
they all got mustaches.
So I want to open that. I want to see.
Oh wow, this goddamn! You know what? These new
like
goddamn deck of cards.
Have, if they
and
all have
stickers.
A mustache, I will message. I will freaking email the company and be like, "You ruined it.
You ruined it for me."
You ruined it. You ruined the useless fact on this random podcast called Married to Class.
Right?
I can't see.
All right.
Quick.
BTG, do you have yours?
Yes.
Okay.
The human body has over 100,000 miles of blood vessels.
Wow.
Miles.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
Yes, miles.
That makes sense. I've been attacked. Yeah.
Mm. 100.
Old fashioned is fine in every one.
I mean, how many are just in one eyeball? I want to know. Because, I mean, like, holy shit.
An eyeball. Go.
Google's free.
Yeah. That's probably, right. Like, 2 miles alone.
You can pick one from here, but get
eyeball.
All right, are we ready for mine?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. I don't know if it's useless. It might be useful.
Might be useful.
We'll try. Men can read smaller print than women, but women can hear better.
I agree.
Yep.
That's truth.
I don't disagree with that at all.
I agree. I agree.
All right, Bruce, finding his. Hold on.
So I've got to look one up? Is that what we're going with here?
Do you want to look one up? You don't have to.
No, I don't want to. I'm lazy.
Oh, I did that.
Make something up. We'd never know.
Pick one.
Men can read finer print, but we don't read the fine print and instructions.
No. You don't read instructions, period, let alone the fine.
There you go.
All right.
Why do they put that crap in there?
Mark tries, but I understand them better.
All right. Bruce can read his. Here we go, Bruce.
City with the most Rolls Royces per capita? Hong Kong.
That really? Makes sense, yeah.
Hong Kong?
Yeah, I can see that.
That makes sense.
All right, you guys ready? You ready, cameras?
Ready.
I don't know it, but it makes sense.
Give food.
King of Diamonds.
Mustache.
King of Clubs. Okay. King of Spades. Mustache. King of Hearts. No mustache.
How weird is that?
Brand new deck cards that I just opened.
That is wild.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm in love with that fact. This one makes me so happy.
Okay.
Just the fact.
And I will tell everybody I know now.
Thank you, Google.
Like that,
thank you.
That is amazing.
That's crazy.
But that Hong Kong. No, that one's really Hong Kong.
That and the Pringles fact.
That's what it says.
Love it.
The Pringles fact. Do you like the Pringles fact?
I do like
the intranet. The intranet says it, so it must be true.
It must be true.
Exactly.
Here's a great one. Hey, can anybody tell me if this is true? BTG, maybe you know.
Okay.
Cream does not weigh as much as milk.
Your chair was in a different area.
What?
That's That's true.
It floats. Yeah, it floats to the top. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Earlier, cream of the crop?
Earlier you gave me fruit.
Have you ever heard cream of the crop? It's because the cream rises to the top.
Yeah, you're there. That's true. And hot water is heavier than cold water.
Yes, true.
That's crazy. What?
That doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem right at all.
No, not at all.
Hold on. Did anyone else know this? Did your nose and ears never stop growing?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
True.
That's why older people have like...
False!
Giant snozzes.
Yes!
Giant snozzes and giant ears.
Proboscis.
And just so you know, armadillos can be housebroken. Just in case you needed to know.
Wait, what? Really?
They also carry jump when you spray them with a garden hose.
They carry leprosy?
They do carry leprosy.
They do.
They do.
You know this now. Yeah, how do we know this?
How do we know?
They're one of the few that can carry it and it won't kill them, and they also give birth to multiples at a time, so they use them to study leprosy and the effects of different medications.
Interesting.
Okay.
That should have been one of the fact things.
Yeah, who would have thought?
I think that's useful. To somebody out there.
Somebody.
If you ever run across one in the woods, they sound like a human walking through the woods, too.
They do. It's creepy.
Because they hop around or what? Like,
do you guys live near the way
we do. We
live in Oklahoma.
Okay.
I hunt a lot.
Yeah, he does hunt a lot.
Armadillo?
No, but they scare the shit out of me in the woods.
Yeah, they make great baskets.
I almost shot one this last year because it scared the shit out of me. It was dark. No good.
That's awesome. I love it.
You got to walk a half mile back to the truck, and it's dark, and you're in the woods. Yeah, bastards.
Glad we cleared that up. I mean, let's be honest.
You walk a half mile back to your truck with a load in your pants? Is that what you're saying?
Just about.
Like, what would you have thought it was? Like, how much noise does it make?
A fair amount.
It sounds like a person.
It sounds like a person running through the woods, like legit going through the woods. They are loud.
Wow.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know what? I'd be okay with hearing a person running through the woods. If I heard a bear, on the other hand, I'd be like, shitting myself.
No, but would you be okay with a
dog? You can't tell until they're like right on you.
Yeah, you don't know if it's an actual person, or if it's
a Sasquatch person, pig, whatever.
I heard.
Goddamn Sam Squanches.
I'd be okay with all of the above except for a bear.
Where was it?
I don't know.
A bear came out of hibernation and ate or mutilated. What was it?
Mutilated?
It's 15 fawns.
Oh, little baby.
Yep.
Baby.
And then horses, like another month. Deer.
Deer. Okay.
And another month later, it took out like mooses.
Is that the plural?
They're meeses.
No, we don't.
Thank you, BTG.
Like,
BTG, see, you can tell we don't know where we were. Like, we don't have moose here.
Well, if the plural of like, mouse is mice.
It was a black bear?
Seriously?
Black bear or a brown bear? It just went on like...
It was like a serial killer bear.
We have bear here, too.
For a bear, that many.
Was he a rabid bear? He was like,
something's weird.
I heard the story. Yeah. I was just like,
he's like, which one of you jerks took my picnic basket? Bring it back.
I actually found a
Yogi.
Wait. I had a useless fact that I was going to say that was actually pertinent to yesterday.
Okay.
But,
what was yesterday?
Did you know that a groundhog?
Oh, it's Groundhog Day.
Can lower its heartbeat to 5 beats per minute while it's hibernating.
Yes.
I did not know
that. Awesome.
Thank you.
I live in Pennsylvania, and I didn't know what the heck yesterday was. And that happens in my state. Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Groundhog Day was Wednesday.
So what happened to Milltown Mel?
Cold-blooded animals do that, okay. Yeah.
What was
it's
that,
Groundhog Jason? Day again.
I said, what happened to Milltown Mel?
What, Mel?
Milltown Mel. It was like all over the news here that Milltown Mel died. We're going to have no Groundhog Day.
Milltown Mel.
You know what? If it's anything like us, we're on like Wyatt and Willie number 27. So yeah. You're good.
I don't know who Miltown Bell is.
He was one of the groundhogs.
I'm sure we have a backup. I mean, like, there's got to be somebody who's succeeding him.
I guarantee you, Wyatt and Willie here probably went, f*** you, cold.
Wyatt and Willie, like, 180, yeah.
Polar bears are left-handed, by the way.
Is that
just
a fact?
You needed to know. That's what it says.
I don't know who found that out.
Yeah, because every time you see them, like, and there's, like, whatever they're doing, they're, like, trying to go swipe in the water with their left paw. That kind of makes sense.
I like it. All right, we gotta do shout-outs.
Shout-out.
I'm being chased by a baby zombie.
Yes.
Anyways, I'm gonna...
Shout-outs. Gank, do you want to go first?
No.
Okay. Mords.
Bad.
Mords, would you like to go first?
Sure, I will shout-out you guys. Everyone in the Clash Files family for, like, even last time, for just even including me in all the stuff you guys do. I love it, and thank you very much.
We love having you. You make it fun. I've told you that before. You elevate it to the next level.
Well, that's
fun.
Necessarily.
I flushed before I...
I do tend to elevate some stuff to
you
the next
through the door.
All right. Do you have any others?
I just, you know, and maybe like the 10 people that are watching me in stream while we do actually record this.
Yeah. Shout out to stream. Hi, stream. Okay. Gang. Gang, do you want to go next, or do you want to?
Do you know what
you want to do?
No,
not a
no,
not a ship. Okay, BTG, would you like to shout out anyone?
I.
Oh, this should be fun because Jill G's here.
Okay. All right. Thanks for reminding me. I'd like to shout out Jill G for not figuring out how to use the troop request feature in Clash of Clans.
Oh, I know how to. Don't you worry. It is solely for you, boy.
This is an ongoing noble hero thing, and I think you've been his anti-shout-out like 4 or 5 times at this point, Jill G.
Shout-out. I like it.
Anti-shout-out. And then, just to really get under his skin, I'll shout-out Shen for continually reminding me when I'm about only have, like, an hour left to do my attacks.
I have a whole list of people I remind, but you're at the top of it.
True.
I've tried to do better.
I've kind of taken your place, BTG. Because I really have been having a rough time of it. All right.
So, Jen greater than Jill G.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know, she did leave us like, 20 minutes ago.
Great. Jill G, I'll let you go next.
I give a shout out to the leaders of the CFF and the Noble Hero for keeping it fun.
Oh, thanks.
I like it.
I'm about to die.
She's about to die.
About to die, guys.
Yeah.
Minecraft for the win.
I'm gonna die.
Help.
They've been popping in every once in a while.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, who is that?
That's many me's going on.
All right. Do you have any others, Jill G?
I think that's it.
Okay. Shen?
Oh, the shout outs. I always feel like, oh, I should do this, and then I forget.
Me too.
That's what I was like. Yeah.
I will give a shout out actually to Miss P. Her not getting mad when I harass her about being a part-time hero because she doesn't talk to anybody in clan. And then she's like,
we harass her too.
Yep.
We harass her too.
And a shout out to Q, who seems to be feeding me troops every single stinking time that I pop on in both NH2 and in Noble Hero. Like every time he's like, yeah, I gotcha. With like all
Q
of this
has
stuff
been amazing.
Q's the real MVP.
Yeah.
Pretty sure our Q doesn't play Clash, so we're good.
Yeah.
No, different Q.
I got that one, yeah.
We got the first, second, third, and fourth Q.
We do.
Lots of Qs. He's all queued up.
Oh, first, yes, I know what you're talking about. No, yeah, yeah.
First in the queue, second coming of Q. That one, yeah.
Second coming of Q.
Was he in the war shenanigans that we won? You know that big competition that we won?
I just think he was.
Won that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the draft war. Draft war, I believe so. Yeah.
I'm just the draft war. Yeah, we won that?
You did.
Right, we did.
We did win.
Even if we still won.
I was on that team, too. We did win that.
We won that, right? I'm just sick. Okay.
That's my second reason for shouting out Shen for putting it on the team, me on her team.
All right.
Don't know what she was thinking.
It's coming up, too.
Are we getting another track? We're coming again?
It's usually summertime.
I was going to say, so we can win again? Man.
We do it every year.
I might jump in it this year.
Dude, what was that last one? The third? Ooh. Third annual?
I think it was the third, yes. Yeah. It was the third year.
No, I haven't been on the winning team a lot, so I have to say, you know, we won that one.
It's okay.
Just say.
I wouldn't be on the winning team either.
Yeah, that being said.
I took second twice before I got on Shen's team, so it's pretty good.
Shen knows how to pick them, that's all I'm saying.
She did a great job picking.
That's a fact, Jack.
I have a feeling it was a Clash of Clans and it was like, you know, two leaders picking like their players, I would always be the last one. And like, you know, and they'd be like, you know, the team that got
I'm
me,
with
oh,
you.
Oh, yay. You know, like,
oh, yay.
We got ganked. That's like, yeah.
I'm with you, gang. I'm with you. I'm in that level.
I think I was on Cat's team.
You were on Cat's team.
Glad I wouldn't be alone in that, at least. So they would have a hard time choosing between you and I, is what you're saying.
They were good wars. It was good to stream.
Okay.
It was good fun.
They're always fun. They're always fun. Because they're quick and it's fun. All right, Brew.
Shoutouts.
Shoutouts. Go for it.
Shoutouts, Mords and Gank.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Shannon Jilch.
Woo! Thank you.
And a baby PTG.
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't the last one?
Yes. And always my queen.
There you go.
I was always gotta shout out my queen.
Yes.
All right. And I am going to... Okay, I'm going to throw it to Miss P. Miss P, would you like to do your shout-outs? And then she did them before this, so...
Okay, so my shout-outs today are going to be to Jaeger. He has kind of become my workout buddy, and we kind of just encourage each other by sending each other videos of stuff that we're kind of working on, or just kind of talking to each other throughout the day just to make sure we're kind of on track. So I really appreciate what he's been doing for me. And my second shout-out is to Beth, who is one of my bestest friends in the entire world, and I'm excited to have a planned soon trip that we're coming up to see her, and I'm excited that we're going to go to a concert and kind of get to enjoy some of the city life. And my, what is it, useless information. Let's see. I have to find my folder of pictures of useless information. There it is. Okay. Let's do... Bob Ross's hair was naturally straight, but he chose to get a perm so he could save money on haircuts when touring the U.S. penniless in his mobile home. Bob actually hated his curly hair, but kept it as it was iconic. My second one is that you can tell whether water is hot or cold when it is being poured. They do make different noises. Let's see. Hot water is kind of slightly less sticky. And it makes a higher pitched splashing noise than cold water. So when hot water hits the hard surface, it breaks up into smaller particles. That was kind of neat. I thought that was an interesting useless information fact that no one will ever use.
All right. And then, so my shout outs are going to be to Tony and Future.
Future?
Yes. It's been an interesting month for us in Noble from a leadership standpoint. So I'm just very thankful to have them as partners because thank goodness we spread across like every single time zone pretty much. So it's good.
Yeah, we are.
And then my second set of shout outs is going to be to Ink and Shen. So Shen, I want to thank you for NH2 CWL madness and your consistent making sure everybody gets their crap done. I really appreciate you. I've been in that seat and I know how much work it is and I greatly appreciate it. And if you ever need a break, just let me know and I will jump in. Just so you know.
It's the easy part. You guys do the hard stuff. I can handle like the easy mom voice of, hey, hey guys, come on now. 3 hours.
Easy mom voice. I like it.
I get it. Yeah.
It's not yeah. that easy.
I'm the mean mom. Shen's the nice mom.
I saved the real mom voice for home life.
We all heard that earlier in the pod. When
I would not
Jen,
be an easy mom voice.
Jennifer.
Yes, Jilgy.
Oh, I was raising my hands because it's getting deep in here. Saving my watch.
There's a difference. Yeah. Easy mom voice and not easy mom voice. Huge difference.
Yeah.
Yes. I usually take the hard mom voice stuff, but I do appreciate you taking the easy mom voice stuff. And then I'm going to thank Ink for actually telling me what he needed. Thank you, Ink. He doesn't like to do the administrative stuff. If he had just said something, I would have happily done it for him. I don't like to do all the other stuff. So we're going to make a great pair for CWL. Well, he was doing it all and getting burnt out. And instead of saying something, he just didn't say anything.
Oh.
And I was like, and then when we were talking, he
said
like,
something, you're like,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking on voice and he's like, I don't like doing all that stuff. And I was like, well, then just say something. I can do that stuff. I can post and make people react to posts. Dang. That's
yeah,
easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see Ink being like, no, I got this, and being like, no, I don't got this. I hate it.
So
he got it,
but he hated it. So
I'm
happy to take that stuff.
Oh, yay. Glad
stop
to hear
dang.
It.
He stopped dang. Stop dang.
Glad to hear
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. All right, and my last shout-out's to Miss P. She is my savior every single day.
Everyone's
and I could not do this without her. And I have to shout her out when she's not here so she can get all emotional when she hears this. So
yay.
I do not know what life would be without you in my life. So I appreciate you.
My fellow Bill's Mafia.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sweet revenge that the Kansas City lost in overtime. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Right. However,
they got what they deserved.
Hashtag change the overtime rule in the NFL.
And yes, please.
Please.
Especially,
please.
Okay, I don't mind during the season, but change it for the playoffs.
Playoffs, yep.
At least.
Yes.
At least.
I think please. At the very minimum, it should be like college rules. Have both teams.
Exactly.
Why are we talking sports?
Because we can.
Sports
we
ball.
Weather. We don't care.
How?
George's fault.
That shout out is the same as my Miss P's, my fellow Bills Mafia. Sent me a hat and a shirt, by the way, just saying. So,
yeah.
I agree.
Good stuff. She's amazing. Wow. All right.
Shout out
that
to
is our
for having us.
Oh, I forgot about Gang's shout out.
Well, no, Gang
didn't. Sorry, Gang.
I didn't have one, but I do, like, before you end things off, I do have to say, you know, shout out to you guys for hosting these podcasts. You guys do an amazing job and for inviting us along for the ride. We always appreciate it. We love you guys.
Like I told Moritz before, we are not the professionals. GCBC is the professional. We make a mess of it, and he makes it sound great. So, shout out to GCB.
There you
GCBC.
Go.
And he's going to have some work because we don't allow cursing, so you guys are going to get lots of funny noises over here.
Oh, that's me. At least 20 in there for me.
At least
20 in there just for me. Got it.
Well, you asked, too. I mean, she did ask.
Are we? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay.
And Miss B's like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, Miss P was like, say whatever you want.
Exactly.
It was Miss P's fault. She's not here to deny it.
Yeah. GCBC will just like put a cow noise over it. Or,
I like it.
Oh, perfect.
A rooster.
Oh, please, let it be a cow.
For me, it has to be a frog noise. Frog noises.
Oh, frog. Okay.
Yeah, frogs.
Hear that? Honestly, frog. I can't wait to hear that if it's Gank's like, ribbit.
Ribbit. Automatically. But we really appreciate it, so thank you.
Yeah, lots of course. Fun.
We loved having you guys.
Yeah.
All right, so that is our show today. Special thanks to our couple, Jilji and Shen, and Mords and Gank. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you guys.
All right. On behalf of BTG, Miss P, and Brew, this is JJ. We hope you all have a great Valentine's Day. Get lots of candy, cards, flowers, whatever the heck you choose.
Shirtless hugs.
I'm getting this.
Yes!
Stay fancy, my friends, and enjoy some shirtless hugs.
Woo-woo!
Oh my god!
So what noise would happen, like, every time Brew farts? Would we change that to something else, like a cat?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I don't think it's ever picked up on the microphone before, so we'll have to see.
Wow, that last one was loud. That was like a tree falling down. A tree falling down in the woods or something. Like, wow.